asking y'all. Rich friends collapse and fall, which depends on personal taste. If your personal place didn't pass the ball, come on, which kind of music you raised on? Didn't expect me to spit from the lip, did ya? Tell me the one about the big tip. Caught in the limb and you let them kids get ya. That's the break and it's your leg. Gets the bill and it gets paid. Fits the bill and spit switch blades like Bluebird or Philco in fits of rage, And then I traded my sins, and I've been in the same state of mind since. Everybody is afraid of my friends, so I'm spitting them hater rhymes, yes. And I traded my sins, why I'm in the same state of mind since. Everybody is afraid of my friends, so why we spitting them hater rhymes, yes. Come on.
Whose head is in the sand, indebted to the man, and fanfare is rare, but embedded in the plan to stand up right amongst the uptight, stuffy white business types. With enough nice things to come, get this mic, take it, break it, replace it with one twice the price. But don't you mistake it for generosity. Generations are lost at sea level, colossally costing wee pebbles. Tossed into dissociative rap, rippling, closing the gap between irrelevance and how the hell just sell it without the help of elephant size. Marketing guys targeting like five demographics disguised as one son of an underappreciated regular Joe show with some initiative and get up and go. It's no fun with a fundamental lack of comprehension of non-fungible tokens and social media mentions. Eventually takes its toll on your whole well-being, you was hard, it's hardly worth you being depressed over stress pressures, yes sirs and yes ma'am. When exit stage left field, rap was your best plan. You traded your sins and been in the same state of mind since. And since they're so afraid of your friends, keep spitting them hater rhyme chins.
Yo, Yins Jagoffs are spitting those hater rhymes, Yins guys.